This episode is brought to you by our friends at Impact Armor, the shin guard made for rucks by rucks. Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is 200 plus footy from a higher place. Nick Butler and Wild Thing Draper. And Drapes, we're a man down. We've lost a good man.
Yeah, laid out. Big goz.
Now, the injury report, courtesy of Magic Hand Car Wash, is he's done his back this morning.
Yeah.
Lifting sippy lager slabs.
Yep.
I gave him a call. He didn't sound good. He's already on the Valium. Anyone who's done their back knows it's – you can't – I don't know if you can push through a back. It's just takes over your whole body. He sounded like he was – holding in a poo. He had the shakes when I was speaking to him.
He said he was laying on the floor for about 20 minutes and crawled back to the car. So he's, definitely not coming in today.
He didn't have the ability to push through the pod, but he called in to at least explain himself.
Yeah. You got to be careful, and you're a big man bending over, picking up stuff. You look after that back, bend the knees, but obviously didn't do that today.
Have you ever done a back?
Nah. I've had some sore back issues before, but never done it.
Stay strong in that area,
mate. Yeah.
Yeah, because it is...
I think it's a nice reminder that Goz has just turned 30 and the back's just gone, yep, I'm going.
It's quite extraordinary, but yeah, it's one to think about. You've had two knees. What's the most painful injury you've had so far?
Just one knee, but yeah.
Oh, one knee,
just the one. Most painful.
Was the knee? Because sometimes they go and you don't really feel it. Yeah. Snaps.
The funny thing with my knee, I thought I was fine. I did it and I got up and it hurt for about 10 seconds. And then I got up and went to go to the next ruck contest.
That's right.
And then I pushed off it again and then it just buckled. And
collapsed.
Then same again, about 10 seconds and there was no pain. So then I actually ran off the ground and then it was just before half time and I was like doing a few run throughs on the boundary and everything was all good. I was like, oh, okay, it's not too bad. I was only supposed to play the half anyway because I was going to probably make my debut the next week, but we won't talk about that. But I thought I was fine. And then next day I was a little bit swollen, not too sore. And then, yeah, scans come up. It was clean ACL rupture.
See, that's the worst. You're not mentally prepared, like, you know, and you do hear that people do them skiing and whatnot. Don't even know what's wrong.
Yeah.
But no, I can tell you the back. Really quick story. I was starting to go all right in my early 20s playing interstate and I talked it up to my dad that I've had 25 the week before, kicked a few. I go, Dad, you got to come watch me play. Dad flies in from Melbourne purely to watch me play state league level, not AFL, where you do it every week. And I did my back at the first ruck contest, bad bounce, leant back, felt like I got a rusty knife shoved in there, and I spent the whole day just laying on the sidelines, like with the physio doing like knee side to side shit, painkillers for 5 days.
Yeah,
it was so embarrassing. I couldn't look at my dad in the eye.
Yeah,
so we don't want to do the back. Nah. Get well, Goz, and we'll get you back next week.
Geez, you got a few sad stories, don't you,
mate? I think I do. I need to tell more happy ones. No, that's all, it's all part of the journey,
yeah,
mate.
It is.
Have enough games where you stand up and you go, all right. You always get to have a beer, but I must say, having
character building,
dad fly over and you last 15 seconds with a back is about as bad as it gets. Mate, let's talk about you. You're amazing. I'm an award-winning journalist. I'm going to ask the question every journo wants to ask you.
Okay.
Did you edge before Friday night?
No, cannot reveal if I did or did not. We can leave that out there, let people think what they want to think, but no, I can't reveal.
You got in a good zone though. Hangers, goals, the boys played well, which is the most important thing, and then some lunatic in the crowd with a T-shirt. Like, if I'm going to heaven, I had your Friday night.
Okay, yeah, no, it was a good night. We finally showed how we know we can play. We've been... obviously hiding it this first half of the year, but second half of the year I think we'll be able to show it a bit more. But and then for me as well, I was obviously pretty happy with how I went and how me and Big Flip went against Ryder and Marshall. So it was a good night. I was up and about after that, as you'd imagine.
Were you extra up and about because it was Ryder and Marshall and all the history about them trying to get you and then you trying to get Marshall? And there's I know you're mates, but there is a little bit of a thing there because you've been linked together.
Yeah.
You think, oh, I want to have a good one.
Potentially. I think just because they're rated pretty well in the AFL as a ruck duo, and They towed me up in 2020, I reckon one of them got some Brownlow votes. So didn't want that to happen again. So I was, pretty happy with me and Flip went against them.
Did you feel, was there a point throughout the night where something clicked and you hit the zone? Or because your night sort of got better and better. You started well, kicked an early goal. Then you started just lighting up. Or was it just one of those ones where it worked for you?
I think, yeah, like maybe.
Scientific here?
Yeah, I don't know. I think just as a team, we were going better than we have been. And then started that third quarter, they got a bit of a run. I think previously we might have shied away a bit from that. But no, we just kept to it. And I think we kicked six in a row in that third quarter. So it was, it was going off in there. So I was right up and about. And that bloke with the T-shirt, I actually do know him. So that was quite funny seeing that. Yeah, we probably need to make some merch, I reckon.
Make merch.
I've been getting a lot of DMs about
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. I've already bought the business name.
Okay.
And we'll design some sort of cool image. Yeah. $30.
Yep. Do you see my first goal is they showed to a guy with a massive mullet as well. The cameramen were doing a lot.
We were onto this. Yeah. I said we needed kids and mullets.
Yeah.
$10. Wear them at Auskick.
Yeah. But it was good fun. Yeah.
And one other footy nerdy question, the hanger. Did it just feel nice? Like that is when you get to 39 and you don't edge anymore and you don't feel sick before footy anymore.
Mm.
Your thrills in life, diminish.
Mm.
And taking a hanger is one of the great thrills in life. Can you remember how it felt?
Yeah, it was it's pretty nice. It's that third quarter, I think, and then we were getting a bit of a run. So it felt like everything we were doing kind of was working out pretty well. So yeah, like that one just worked out pretty well, and it was pretty clean. I landed very softly, and
you're like a gymnast.
Yeah, so no, it was good. People were loving that. They let me know all about that.
Best grab you've taken in the big league?
Probably, yeah. My first game, I took a bit of a hang, but probably that one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we pump you up because the best thing about you, even when you come in and you haven't had a great game, you're still bouncing, and we love that. But when you come in and you've dominated, obviously we're going to get around you. But this caught my ear over the weekend. I remember talking to you after Anzac Day and Lee Matthews pumped you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lethal. I know you're a young guy. You probably never saw Lethal play, but he was as tough and as respected as anyone in the last 50 years, potentially other than this man, the great Wayne Carey, who's also a fan.
Yeah, I'm going to hitch my caravan to Sam Draper. And I know I'm probably late, but I not late because he's already a cult hero. And I'm just loving the improvement that he's showing. I thought he was excellent the other night, played a big part in that win. And I just love his competitiveness.
I like what he said yesterday. He said that when I started playing a few years ago, I was playing against Ruckman to stop them. Now I go out there to beat them.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, when he gets a chance at a first bounce rather than sitting on the bench.
It was an extraordinary decision last week. It was.
There we go. So there's the duck. And a little bit of a drive-by to Ruts from Rossi Lyon there. But, mate, that's big.
Yeah. No, someone did send that to me. So that was he was obviously the king of AFL and footy in general back in the day and still is. So pretty nice to hear that from him. But, yeah.
And I've got a really funny little Wayne Carey story. So I've done a little bit with him over the journey and get on quite well. But, you know, and I do have his number, which I'm not big noting about, but I know the duck, okay? So one day I was at the gym doing some squats, but I was also having a really bad fight with my girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a disagreement, and it was it was a blow, okay? We weren't going well.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm doing my squats, and I thought I've got to patch this up because I'll just eat the humble pie, apologize, and we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a really lovey-dovey, soppy message with I love yous and we've got this beautiful bond together. And it got worse. It was like a poem. I pretty much wrote a love poem.
Oh,
but because I was at the gym, I wasn't concentrating. And you know I'm not great with technology.
Yes, you are shocking.
And I didn't send it to my girlfriend.
Oh.
I sent it to Wayne Carey.
Oh, no.
So after I finished the set of squats, I get a boop, boop. Sorry, mate, you've sent that to Duck. And he brings it up every time I see him. He actually brings a crowd in to talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's actually not a bad one to think about who is the worst person you could wrongly send a text to? For me, it's your childhood hero, the duck.
Yeah.
It was bad, mate.
That is shocking.
You don't realise what you do to me and how you make me a better person.
Oh, no.
And I love you so much and I think I'm going to buy you a ring.
Oh, no.
And that went to Wayne Carey probably having his evening beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That, so, yeah, rage. You and technology and just these, oh, my God.
But that's his story. Yeah. And every time, if I ever see him out for a beer, he brings people in and he tells it well. He actually did say, mate, we've all been there. We've all been there. And we did last another 6 months.
Yeah.
So
that's great from the duck.
Yeah, love the duck. So
looks like you got some feedback as well from some other Triple M commentators. BT.
I copped a bit of BT.
Get a close look at him, Brian Brinteagle. No, I'm telling you.
He's got a bit of, I tell you, he reminds me of a guy that, well, a lot of people know, Nick Butler from Channel 10 News.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Nick's got a little bit of a strut. Oh, I think this guy, he's got a more than a little bit, and I think he's already heavily overworked.
Yeah, so I'm hearing that. I spoke to a few boys this week to get a bit of information on him, and apparently he's got to work pretty quickly off the field here in Adelaide.
Oh, my goodness. I got a lot of texts about that. BT's winding you up on Triple M Footy, and we love Brian.
Yeah.
He's my favourite. And I thought, oh, what have I done? Because he doesn't mind sticking a bit of shit on me, Brian.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I strut. I limp a bit.
Oh, I don't know. That mixtape we saw last week had there was a bit of strutting going on with the leather glove and whatnot. But
yeah.
What's he talking about getting to work off field?
I don't know because I'm certainly not doing that, mate.
No.
But they were talking about Bryn Teagle, who I do like. We might have to get him on.
Yeah.
Big lad, mature, mid-season draft.
Mm.
He was going well. And he's a good-looking rooster.
Yeah.
Not that I am, but Bryn is.
Yeah.
And he was he'd taken a mark and was knocking a few over and then did his AC or did his collarbone.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Thank you, Brian. You could have worse things said about you.
Yeah, no, that's good. They, big BT getting around you. I actually got some feedback this week, so I did Roaming Brian on the weekend. And
yes.
Someone, who was it? Patrick William, he said it's poor form because I forgot to mention the pod when I was getting interviewed, but next time.
Yeah, and no celebrations either of the old.
Yeah.
You can't do it all, mate. That's okay. Yeah. Feedback. We haven't got Goz here. Mate,
yeah.
We're getting a truckload of it, and we do read them all,
mm-hmm.
but give me your top two or three of the feedback we've received.
So we've got Brandon Dalgleish. He said my hanger convinced him to try some pottery, so he's booked in to do that, which is good. The other one that was also good, Ryan King, he said, due to tonight's performance, the AFL will be looking into Essendon as they've been suspected of edging before the game. So,
like that.
Good, yep, probably true. And then another one, you liked from the Ranella Wineflies, my local team.
I did, down south.
Yeah, so we got one of the boys there, Jack Stiles and the twos, raw dogging in the ruck, no shin guard because he's got a tough tattoo on his shin. So.
I saw that, and there's a photo attached. That's good. If you're going to give us feedback, try to give us a photo as well. He's a tough-looking customer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that because he's paid the $1,000 for his shin tat, and he doesn't want to cover it up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh,
just got, if you get your tattoo, you got to show it off. So he's just raw dogging from that aspect. But I wouldn't say he's a tough character, though. He probably just jumps past with no contact.
I like the look of him. There was a lot of raw dog talk, actually. So
yeah,
couple of show updates. I've reached out to Port for Jeremy Finlayson,
yep,
who's raw dogging and getting engaged.
Mm.
He's really keen to come on. His fiance has a bit of surgery or something to attend to this week, mm-hmm. so he couldn't do this week, but he's going to come on.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were noticing that he's still raw dogging.
Yep.
And then he's gone out and raw dogged and stuck the ring on it too.
Yeah.
So
that's all happening.
Finlayson was good. Yeah. there was one that really took my eye, and I like this one. It was from Josh Topless, who's a ruckman over in WA, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's upsetting him that he keeps seeing on the TV players getting a drink from the water boy or girl and not thanking them.
Yeah, right.
And he thinks you're the perfect man to change this ugly trend.
Yeah.
I know you're in the zone, but just a bit of a thanks, mate. No. Good on ya.
Yeah, I always say thanks.
Well, good on you.
Yeah, I know people don't because you are in the zone, but no, I say thanks. I don't really like to be like fully in the zone, just not talking to anyone. I'm always pretty relaxed out there, so you have a drink.
Yeah, means you're overcooked. So
yeah.
Josh picked that up. It must just be that the camera keeps picking these real intense customers that don't say thank you, but that's a good one, and you are the man to lead that charge.
I can do that.
There's a lot about raw dogging, a lot about edging. I would like to sort of ease up on the edging talk, but I think it's just come so far and everyone's talking about it that maybe it's just part of the show now.
Yeah, I think it is.
Did your mum ask you about it?
Yes.
It's Orkies, isn't it?
I got a Snapchat from my sister and it was like her mum saying, what's edging? Oh, so, no. She looked it up. She's a PE teacher and they talk about these things sometimes in class. So
testosterone building?
Yes, exactly. So she did some research and she's ready. So
is it proven?
I don't know if it is proven, but we'll say it is. It is, but she's educated herself in case any kids ask her and say, "What's edging?" So she's across it.
Because my 18-month-old is starting to hear words now, and I'm thinking, well, when he's like 11, I'm going to have to give him the birds and the bees. But what if little Ted said, "Dad, what's edging?"
The birds and the bees and edging. Yeah, yeah. You got to cross it off.
Before we go any further, please follow and subscribe to us on Spotify or wherever you get your pods because that's really important too.
It is.
I headed up to the snow with little Hutchie as well.
Saw that.
It was good fun.
How'd you go?
No, good. So there's some news. So we're going to have a live show up there, 200 plus list cloggers and a little bit of another show, live audience up at Mount Buller August 3.
Really?
So I don't know if you'll be able to come to this. We might have to beam you in or something because you'll be playing footy. But so that's really exciting.
That's good.
So, you know, footballers that don't mind a bit of snow action,
okay.
August 2-3 down at the A-bomb bar there downstairs, going to be awesome.
Yeah, right.
That was cool. But we just got up there and had a good time.
That's good.
Little Hutch, geez, recognisable little Hutch.
Yeah.
They pick him. You know, we're getting free shots and free pizzas and... he's got a recognizable little head.
Yeah, it's probably the eyes that are a bit far apart in the helmet. But yeah, he's a recognizable guy, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. And
he's got a bit of a strut.
He does.
There is
he
a strut there.
He actually five or six blokes go Dilsey, Dilsey, Dilsey. They picked him up, picked him out of the crowd when we were having a coffee and wanted a photo. I said, "Yeah, it's all right, mate. I'll wait for you. All good." And I'm waiting there. And he gets his photo and he does get a bit of a BT Bryn Teagle like strut after he does a photo. And he tried to hip and shoulder me and didn't get me that well. And then I hip and shouldered him back and knocked him on his ass. Yeah. And all these little fans laughed. They were shattered.
Just confirming he's a piss ant. So that's good.
Indeed he is. And we got on the piss though. We got stuck into the G&Ts, which is a very 70-year-old behaviour. He's been hanging out of the golf club too much.
He has, yeah.
There's no Jager bombs. Mate, get us a few G&Ts. I'll be dusty.
Yeah, right, still.
A bit flat.
Yeah, right.
Should they make you depressed?
I don't know. I've never really had a night on the gin and tonic.
Well, maybe don't do it because cloudy.
All right, that's good. Hopefully we can spark up the rest of the show.
Righto, so into it. Drapes' diary. You teased it before. You made your pasta and, gee, you played a good one.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a process, the pasta making. Luckily, I had my beautiful girlfriend there to help me out. But, so she got stuck into the beef ragu and I got stuck into the homemade pasta. Mm. It was good. It was almost spiritual again, like the pottery making. It was really just getting in the zone. Yeah. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, really, really working into it. But,
Drapes, please.
Lucky Goz isn't here. Be getting a stiffy. But,
he would.
Nah, it was good. And, pasta was al dente. And, I don't know. Must have worked. I was pretty up and about Friday night.
Will you go again? Will this become a – you said you're not a routine man, but the way you played, mate, I'd be tipping you make that a routine.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to get stuck in the routines, but I might have to throw it in there every now and again. But shout out to Stephen Stav. He sent his Nonna's recipe through with a lot of detail, 400 words. So shout out to him because that was a lot of effort. But, it was a good process. I enjoyed it and it felt like it was like rewarding because you put in the effort to make it all and
You are in a really good spiritual balance to play. I want your balance.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm looking for the next thing. So hit the DMs up. I'll be open to ideas.
Because I've got an idea on this one. I was wandering up to the Burnley Street Studios today and I just three doors up, there is a place that does guitar lessons and singing lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm throwing it up to you that you mean Goz go down.
Yep.
And we do a bit of a combo guitar and singing.
Okay.
And if we can get some sort of song about ruckmen and big men and women,
yep.
We perform it. Okay. Or record it. I don't think we go live, like to a live audience, but we record it in the studio. Are you up for that?
It's potentially, ballsy. I don't know how we'd go writing the song, but.
Now, we might need the song written for us. So covers band out there, or probably not a covers band, someone that writes their own music.
Yeah.
If you can write it, a bit like the Anthony McDonald Tip and Woody playing footy.
Okay.
We get one about you.
Okay.
I'll be backup vocals. That could be right. Or maybe lead vocals.
Yeah. Goz doesn't mind it. He likes the guitar in the studio here and he plays
Shannon Noll's a fan of the show.
True.
So I think this is big.
Okay. Yeah. That could be, maybe further down the line we do something. Wait for the song to come first. Someone writes one.
Maybe to warm up, we can do a bit of a cover.
you had a Step Brothers moment, at the Catalina Wine mixer, and he's like, I see a drum set and I see a microphone.
I do like it. And you know what? In years gone by, this is actually a thing. It was about 30 years ago, players used to record covers. And they got paid for it. Mark McClure did it. Simon Madden did it.
Really?
So the big marketing of the time, pre-internet, was to get footy heroes to sing a song. And they signed up for it. Some are really shit. I reckon we can get a bit of the audio and drop it in.
Yeah.
There's a feeling in the air that you can't get anywhere except in Melbourne. I've seen 1,000 yesterdays and I love the magic ways of Melbourne. From the Rangers close at hand, I can look across the land and see you touch the sky.
Peter McKenna, Simon Madden did it, Mark McClure. The heroes of the day signing up for about $1,000 to sing a song.
I need to see Simon Madden's a bit because obviously he's one of the greatest ruckmen of all time. And
he is.
Funny thing, he's always popping in at the club all the time and he's always there. And I call him Dad because he's just my dad ruckman. He always comes in with some tips and advice for us young rucks. And every time he tells us to do this dumbbell rows in the gym to get strong and the weight he used to do.
Well, he likes the back. He likes to get a strong back.
You need to be able to shift your opponent. And the weight he said he does gets higher and higher each time. It started at 60 and it's up to about 90 kilos now. So
wow, he was such a gun. Yeah. Do you know, he used to coach St. Bernard's in the Ammos. And I was playing in the Ammos at the time. And I had a bit of a scrap behind the ball with the other ruckman, and I guarantee I didn't mean to hit him. Like we were having a bit of a fight, and I went to push him off and got him with the hard bit of my hand on his chin, and he dropped at my bootlaces, and I ran off. The St. Bernard's crowd went bunta, and Simon Madden went bunta, and at three-quarter time came out and was doing throat-slitting gestures. He wanted to kill. We get on really well now, but he threatened to kill me in an amateur footy game.
Yeah,
so
that's
he
good.
Is one that he's such a gentleman.
Yeah,
but come footy Sees day, red. He's on.
That's great.
And he called me a fucking dog, I didn't hit him. Well, I sort of did, but I didn't mean it.
Yeah,
and
was it the leather glove hand that hit him, or was it?
That was my soft dad. No, I could tell you there was no one softer than me, but I did just accidentally get this guy right on the spot and he dropped.
Okay.
And big Simon ran out there. So he has got the fire, mate. And I love that you listen to him because, man, he was a freak.
Yeah, he's a good man.
But I don't know. I don't know why I dropped that story in, but we do laugh about it when I see him. I'm talking three-quarter time, marched up to the opposition ruckman and threatened to kill him. That's what he did.
Fair enough. That's good.
Yeah. Good fire. Righto. Old bull, young bull.
Mm.
Do we have a crack? We're getting into dangerous ground here because we don't want to get stuck in Jordan Dugowie because everyone's talking about it and it's not really our show. We'll leave that to Johnny Ralph and Mitch Cleary and Tom Brown and that. But I did want to talk to you about optics, how things look, right? So my take on the Dugowie, being in Bali on the piss in your break, to me, it's just a footy nerd, looked a bit wrong. And I'm like, man, you're just setting yourself up here to get smashed. Is that an old school way of thinking? Do you young guys care how it looks?
Well, yeah, me personally I do, but I like we were saying before off air, you're saying, why can't you just go to Gold Coast and have a few beers there? And it's like, where's the difference in going to Gold Coast for a piss up Bali? Then it's like the line's really blurry. Like,
it is.
And like, end of the day, if, I don't know, old bull, young bull, if there's social media evidence, like back in the day, players might have done that, but no one would have known about it because there's no social media. So it's like, it's an interesting one because
Would you have an issue with your teammate ducking over to Bali in the bye?
Nah, like, as long as they rock up to training on the first day back, good to
which
go.
You didn't.
Yeah, oh, well, sorry. Okay, well, yeah, maybe not. But like, I don't know, a lot of my teammates, they went to Sydney, Gold Coast, we had a few days on the piss. Like, yeah. I went to Adelaide and I had a night out down in Glenelg. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's.
I agree. It's not so much. You're allowed to get on the piss. And as I say, if there was a video of him at a pub tab
yeah.
in Paran or yeah. Bondi, no one would have cared.
Yeah.
It just, this is me, right? It looked like he was on the footy trip in July.
Mm.
I'm just saying it looked like that, yeah. which doesn't give off the vibe that you're really serious about your footy.
Yeah, it's funny. It's all about how you're perceived and stuff, and that's just how it is.
But life's about that.
Yeah, he could have gone and not posted anything, and no one would have known.
His mates put it up, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, he could have gone and no one put anything up, and then no one would be talking about it, even though he did the thing. Whereas, like, because it's on social media, people want to drag him through the mud about it. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's an interesting one, especially in this social media day and age. This old bull, young bull. This is good.
You're getting recognisable.
Mm.
Would you risk going to Bali?
I don't know, risk going to Bali. I just probably wouldn't. I mean,
there's going to Bali and staying in a villa.
Yeah.
And then there's going to Bali and, you know, having a crack.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm saying take out the controversy. If it was just video of you on the piss in a nightclub in Bali, are you happy to stand by and say, well, I'm allowed to do that? Piss off.
Yeah. If you wanted to, if the club ticked it off, then it's fine. It's like, I don't know, blokes go back to Perth for the break and it's a similar flight from Perth to Melbourne, Bali to Melbourne. So it's an interesting one.
It's a good one, mate.
Yeah.
And then you know what? And this is, and you said it there and we laughed about it because in the end, the old saying in footy, and I think Timmy Ginever used to say this and it came from those old Port Adelaide days, fuck up, front up.
Yeah.
You get to training on Monday good to go, you're all right in the end for whatever reason.
Mm.
You don't come to training and you leave a media shitstorm at your club for your teammates to deal with, that's where it gets a bit ugly.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want your teammates pissed off with you.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing that can happen in footy.
Yeah.
Stuff, you know, and don't, he's not going to worry about what the media think.
Mm.
But when you've got, like, I mean, a right here, like, if your own players are angry with you, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, probably not. But yeah, like I said, guys in my team, they went away and had a few days out doing whatever they wanted, but they came to training good to go, then yeah, that you can't really say anything really. So
no.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. There's a lot of debate. A lot of you media guys are all old, so you just want to drag everyone through the mud. So
well, that's it. What did you think? we are old. There's one. I need to stick up with the media. The media aren't one entity.
Yeah,
right?
They're all dogs.
People do think that. But you do need to be careful as a player. And I'll stick up for players until the cows come home because I wanted to be one so much. I have a lot of empathy for you guys. But the media is footy media is 500 individuals.
Mm.
You not all have the same opinion. So there'd be some that think Jordan De Goey is getting dealt with harshly. Some think he should be sacked. Some plenty in between. So the old this is the media is a bit wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, I think it's time to unpack a bit of baggage in our ruck lives.
Mm.
Guys, tell me about your first shin guard.
Oh, wow, feels good to get this off my chest. First shin guard was a bit of foam I found in the physio room. Didn't have one going in the game, found a bit of foam. I said, this will do the trick. It didn't do the trick.
Well done for getting through
that.
Thank you. Jace, what about you? First shin guard.
Yeah, the leftover ones from the soccer days didn't quite protect my shin at all.
Oh, so a half shinner.
Yeah, not good. Ugh. Not good.
Bought from Rebel or somewhere.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yes.
Impact Armor. The two words again, Impact Armor will change your rucking lives.
Yeah.
It's light. It's durable.
Sure is.
It's felt. It's sexy.
It's awesome.
Get it on your shin.
Yeah, get rocked.
ImpactArmor.com.au.
Anyway, onto a more positive note. Onto
positive
old
notes.
Bull,
love positive
old
notes.
Old bull, young bull.
Yes. We just did old bull, young bull.
Yeah, I know, but we're still going.
Okay, good,
yeah,
good.
So we got a bit of a present.
Oh,
we got a present.
It's not my birthday. November 15th.
It's not your birthday, though, but as we were talking about your fashion and how it's going. And
very
how,
daddy.
Yeah, old bull, young bull. We need to get some fashion tips in. With someone's reached out to us and sent some clothes. So Don Clothing is the brand.
Yeah.
I've been wearing their stuff for a bit and it's good quality.
What have we got?
They've sent out a shirt for me, you and Goz each. I'll just get your size. You're an extra large?
Extra large, mate.
Yep. So we've got Don Clothing. There you are.
Oh, my.
So we can maybe one day get you out of the quarter zips and the button ups and mate, we can go casual
tee. That's nice. So we're a real oversized white tee.
Yep.
Can I still rock the tidy jean, the tight nudies with that?
I think, yeah, to start with, and then we can gradually loosen them up.
No, that's beautiful. But so thank you to Don.
Yeah, Don Clothing. They've looked after us. They've got one each for us. And they're all matching, so we can look cute together. But
That is positive.
So one day when you want to relax and get out of the quarter zip, then you can wear that.
Geez, I did cop some heat. That was the other thing in the feedback. The photos of us with the shin guards went bunter, by the way, the signed shin guards. And there were some really funny ones, like people saying, I would wear that during sex. And a few people saying, can you scrub off Nick Butler's name? Which I was mildly pissed at the snow and fought back at the guy and said, fuck off, mate, scrub it off then. But then he ended up going, no, I quite like you, you're all right. And a lot of people questioning my height, which I need to knock on the head, right? I am a tick under 200, like 199. Mm. In that photo, I look about 5'4" because you're a meter in front. So anyone who's ever caught a fish in their life, if it's a tiddler, and you hold it close to the camera, it looks like a huge marlin.
Yeah.
If you catch a big fish and you hold it away from the camera, it looks small.
Okay.
So I'm happy to get the bloody measuring tape out later, but I'm 199 RMs and with a bit of hair product.
Yep.
I'm 201.
Yep. Okay.
So bugger off. Enough of that. Okay. You stay. I'm almost just. You know, I'm not little.
Yeah, you're not. And there was also a funny comment about your jeans and how tight they were and if those pockets actually worked or they were just sewn on because they looked that tight.
I did hear that. I did. That's good. Keep them coming. It's all good fun. And I'm sorry that I bit back at a few because I was lubricating up on the old G&Ts and just I had a bit of Simon Madden about me.
No,
I wanted to fight. So the shin guard competition went off, mate. 284 entries. Mm, that is high. That is good interaction.
Mm.
It was hard to pick a winner.
Yeah.
And there was mates getting tagged in and 170 centimetre guys getting tagged in. And I did love the one that said I would wear that during sex.
Yep.
But the winners are Drapesy. Read them out, please.
Okay. We've got two winners. The first one is Brody Brown 1.
Yep.
And then we've got Payne Andy. So congratulations, guys. Do whatever you want with those shin guards and, always wear protection.
So. Indeed, because a good bedroom work gets a little bit rough, you know, if it's being done right. So thanks to Impact Dharma. That's awesome. And we do have one. I have promised one to Raw Dogging Finlayson as well.
We'll get one out to him.
Congrats on the engagement.
Yep.
And please stop risking your shins and we're going to put one in the mail. So maybe we'll sign that too. Mm. We'd like that.
I did notice on the weekend shin guard watch, Paddy Ryder, he wears a soccer one.
Does he?
Yeah, small soccer shin pad.
What is going on? Get on to Paul Connors about that.
I don't know.
He's actually keen to come on too.
I reckon it's just because he's just been around for a while. Those shins obviously used to it. And he just
leaps on your neck.
Just half raw dogs it.
He does. It's extraordinary. Shin guard watch is amazing too. So guys that have never looked at Ruckman and found Ruckman boring and are watching. And that's what our show is all about.
Yep.
On to Spirit Animal. Thanks to Magic Hand Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria. They're getting a bit upset that you're not bringing your car in, by the way. So can you do that? Because there is no better car wash than Magic Hand Car Wash.
I'm actually going to go today and get it done.
Good man.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is Pistol Peter Laddams. Right?
Okay.
And he didn't play a great game. But what I loved about Pistol was that when you're a big man, the worst thing you can have happen is no one notices you're out there. That just means you're not showing any presence.
Yep.
He went bunter against his old team and punched about three blokes,
gave
away a free kick for flinging someone behind the play, injured someone else. I think his coach even said he just lost the plot because he wanted to have a good one against Port because they gave him the flick.
Yeah.
So well done, Pistol. Okay. He punched Ollie Wines in the guts. He got a week.
Yeah.
But I love that he cared.
He was fizzed
and
up.
And they knew he was out there. He was fizzed up. So I think we might get Pistol on as well. You're my spirit animal. If he's not wearing an Impact armor and he doesn't have a Magic Hand Car Wash, we'll certainly get him on.
Yeah. That's great. He was fizzed up against the old team. Mine, this bloke is, he's 200 centimetres and plays for the Gold Coast Suns. He's Mabi Ochoa.
Oh, what a gun.
He kicked three on the weekend and that takes him to 27 goals for the year. He's having a serious year and, I think Richmond would be quite upset that they've let him go up there. But, he's turned into a really, really nice player.
That's a good spirit. They knew he was good too.
Mm.
And he's got a bit of swag.
Yeah.
He does a little tipped bit in his hair. Yeah. And no, he's you great, played against him?
Yeah. similar to what Soldo was talking about last week, you have these guys that you play against in the VFL for a few years before you make the ones, and he was one of them. And also a guy that you see out a lot as well. So me and him have saw each other out a lot of times too, but he's a good fella.
Ripping spirit animal, mate. Well done. You are carrying this pod with Goz away. Budgie Smuggler for the free pair. This also goes off, and we wish we could give you all a pair of Budgie Smugglers, but if you keep sending in, well, like backing winners on a Saturday, your chances just increase. So you've got to be in it to win it. Last week, it was all about if there was a movie made about your life, what would it be called and who was the lead? This took some deep thinking. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't going to be one that got the 284 entries because you had to think about it, but we got plenty. Have you got a highlight?
Yeah, there's it's about edging, but it's so it says, yeah, My Life.
Yes.
Never ending, always edging, starring Edge from WWE.
Don't mind it. A bit lowbrow, but I like it.
Edge of Disappointment, starring Nick Butler.
Wow, that's a bit harsh, but a lot of sad stories. I don't know. Maybe I need to perk up my stories.
Yeah, another edging one. Edge of Glory, featuring Gozza and Drapes, a modern remake of the timeless classic Blades of Glory.
Very good.
Someone just suggested, surely Goz gets Stephen Merchant to play him. Do you know who Stephen Merchant is?
No, I don't. Please educate me.
He's the one with Ricky Gervais who made The Office, and that he's a
he's
a tall, lanky bloke.
Love that.
Yep. So no, that's quite he's funny.
What's his name? Gareth.
Yep. It's not actually Gareth.
Okay,
he looks like him though.
Right. Okay. That out.
Yeah. My Life, Never Ending, Always Edging, starring The Edge from WWE by Josh Leach. He's done that one, so you're the winner.
It was well written. Good stuff. Okay, on to this week. Weirdest injury on the back of Goz doing his back today that you've either carried into a game or missed with. So not your standard hammy, ankle, shoulder.
Yep.
I want to know what sort of weird footy injury you've had happen.
Or seen as well.
Seen, been a part of.
Yep.
I reckon there'll be some. Happened to you.
There'll be some.
Do we need some examples?
Yeah.
Brad Ottens, former Tigers and Cats Premiership star, was doing some gardening and had a garden stake go through his guts, through his abdominal region.
Oh, God.
Horrendous. there's more. There's been fishing injuries. There's been blokes playing ball with their dog and had their hands ripped apart. But that's always code for I got in the blue, I think, you know, when it's a dog injury. But we want the weird stuff. It's great if you've played with it.
Yeah.
Can I tell this one?
I think, you told me off air. I reckon this needs to get a run. It's
I had to have surgery. it just sums up
your life.
I had surgery on my bottom, which was very painful. Like I'm talking in my aort. I had aort surgery. I was so keen not to get dropped that I got to training after going under with a bleeding aort, and then played on the Saturday. And I had to have a salt bath before the game and had to play with like a plug in my bottom. And I kick four. And the coach was I couldn't say why. I just didn't want the boys knowing that I had a bit of surgery on my bum.
That is so good.
But it healed up.
Thank you for sharing that.
That's okay.
I'm hoping we get some weird entries like that as well.
And see, there we go. That's a positive story.
Yeah, that's good. And you kick four goals
too.
Off the back of a the surgery on the anus.
You hit the scoreboard, but your defensive pressure could have been a bit better. And I said, mate, I've got a bleeding ass. Like, take the four. what do you got for me?
That's really good. Actually, in a game, I thought I split my ass in a game once.
Like a hemorrhoid?
I don't know. And I was like, I did like a tackle and I stretched out and then landed on my ass. And then I'm like, it was like burning. I was like, oh no. And I was like, well, I can't check it. I'm in the middle of the game. Like, I just run with my ass clenched together.
Oh.
And then eventually, after like, about a minute, it went away. But I generally thought it was split. But luckily, it was all right. But I was like, I'm middle of the ground. I can't put my hand down my pants and check my ass. But yeah.
No, you can't check your ass.
But yeah, anyway, my weird injury that I've seen, I won't say who it is or where I got it from, but can't reveal, but someone missed a game for an infected pimple on their leg after shaving.
Oh, yeah. So
that's a
good one.
Yeah.
What, on the legs?
Yeah. Shave legs, missed a game because the infected pimple.
I had a mate that had a boil on his ass. I had to get lanced and like pus went everywhere. And everyone stood around to watch it.
Oh, no.
That was it. So anyway, that's the sort of gear we want.
Yep.
Bring them in. Yeah. I think we're almost there, Draves.
That is fucking brilliant.
We missed Goz, but I think we did okay. Got a bit deep during Degoe.
Yeah.
But it was good fun. I'm about to get sacked by Channel 10 because I've got about 17 missed calls, probably about Degoe.
Yep, maybe.
But just a reminder to keep sending in the great suggestions. That was 200 plus.
Yep.
See you next week.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, then it would be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, and even share with your friends. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggestions, or to advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in.